Next case.
Case number 12959, Dan and Robin Wanamaker seek a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115.25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located southeast of Revel Road. The 911 address is 29257 Revel Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 16, Parcel 84. The applicant is seeking a 16.4-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed attached garage. They have three letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dan Wanamaker, 29257 Revel Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Robin Wanamaker, 29257 Revel Road, Millsboro, 19966.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. You may present your case, sir.
So sat here and you guys were talking about all these goofy layouts of houses, and unique. I don't know if you see ours. Ours is very unique to the design. I don't know who built this house. Well, I know who built it, but why you don't parallel it to the street, I never know. So it puts us in a precarious position when we want to put an attached garage on our house. As to way the lot lays in a trapezoid design.
Bless you.
And the residence is in another crooked way, and we're trying to just keep with the aesthetics of the house, keep one side the same as the other, with the garage on that side of the house. And you can tell the front corner doesn't even meet the setback when it was built. There probably was no setback, and since the new variances or new laws have come in, it doesn't even meet it. We're trying to just add a garage to it. The back right corner of the house that you see there, the part that juts out is a patio. Those are patios in the back, but the part that's right inside that patio is our dining room. So we're trying to attach the garage to come in through a portion of our dining room. That's why you see the garage on this front side versus cutting our dining room in half by putting a door there. So we're trying to do it the best we can. We both have two large cars, so setting it back deeper is, we need 30 feet. My truck's 25 feet. I got a crew cab with an 8-foot bed, and so we need a deep garage, and that puts it right into the drain. Into the back. The drain field, the septic drain field is somewhere in the back side of the house. We have an idea, but it's not to scale. So we're trying to just keep it with the back side of the house and keep the front set back a little bit just to have a little bit of offset. But that's why we're trying to keep it up front there and keep the aesthetic the same on the front side of the house with the other side, if you see the other side of the house. I mean, everything's messed up. Even on the side yard, if I square it up to the house, I got, 15 feet on the back side and...
The neighbor's driveway takes our front corner.
Yeah, our lot's actually in the neighbor's driveway.
Yeah.
The front corner of our lot. So it's like, and then all even in the back, if you look at the, we were laughing. You guys are looking at these prints tonight. Can I show you something?
Sure.
This here is my property line. Right there. This doesn't make it. You can see my fence. There's my property line. This lot cuts right in half. And you're looking at lots tonight, and we're getting off my case, but these aren't accurate.
Yeah, we know.
I mean, not even close. When we put this shed in, I came in here because he said I was too close to the line. And I came in, and the zoning officer says, we got plenty of room. No, I don't. That's in the middle of his yard. I said, if you tell me my lot's there, I'll keep my shed there. That was the exact place. No, the shed was right there on that concrete pad. And he, because of that line, and they still haven't changed it. I mean, my lot is 30 feet.
It's the
difference.
Program.
Yeah. I mean, we're way back here. So our lot's really not that big. And because of this back corner, this is all woods. It's all woods right here. It's all woods. And in the hill, real tight. So it goes to a point in the back here. Actually, don't even do that. It's way down here.
We got you, sir.
Yeah. So So it's really tight. We just have a hard time.
Yeah, we got you. We know.
That's why we're asking for the variance.
And we were told the drain field is somewhere like right here because our septic is here. Drain field is here. Well is out front. So I know that was a point you guys were all asking earlier. So.
Questions?
It's a dead end road, right?
What's that?
Is it a dead end road?
No, we're on Revel Road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're on Revel Road.
Between Lewis and Godwin.
Yeah.
Across from Ingram's.
Yeah, so the whole lot is.
Your current house does not have a garage?
Correct.
No, it doesn't.
And this will be a two-car garage?
Two-car garage with storage. There's no storage in these houses. We have closets in our bedroom, and that's pretty much the storage. There's an attic pull-down, obviously. We're getting.
It's a single-story house?
Two-story.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a pull-down stairs to an attic, which is about this high. So you got a duct. So I'm trying to put a, like I said, the aesthetics on the other. I don't know, there's no picture there, but we have, let's say, a Cape Cod type of house with no dormer. So we want to do the same thing on the other side with garage on the bottom, and then it'd be storage above
salt
the garage.
Saltbox style.
Saltbox, yeah, type of thing. With a square back, Colonial Cape Cod.
How wide is the proposed garage?
26, I believe.
I think it might be it depends on
from the house,
depends on which one. If you're looking from the front corner, so the car, I think it's 28 feet here.
Yeah, that's
and
that,
it might
that
be,
my...
it might be wider here because this sets back.
I was
I
asking about
feet.
In the rear, like where you can actually park your cars.
Oh, here, from here to here?
No, the other way. You said 28 feet?
I think it's 28 feet here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's close to that, 28 feet, I think it is. Because the second story is going to have a staircase.
So there's a staircase. That's not all parkable space for your cars. You're taking out space for a stair.
Just, yes, because of what?
So until you remove a stair, it would really be like a 24-foot wide garage.
Yeah, but then how am I going to do the storage up above?
Yeah, you can't, yeah.
And I need the storage, because there's no storage inside. Even though we have sheds outside, there's no storage for personal items interior of the house.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, so you add a stair, that's a relatively modest size garage.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Carson?
Yeah. Mr. Sharp? Looking at Revel Road, is there a gap between your front property line, the edge of paving?
Yes.
Okay. About how far is that?
About 8 feet.
So this garage would be you're basically reducing what the variance would be needed by half using that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Easily. If we go from the paved edge into that, you're probably, well, because of the angle, it might not be half.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Because of the way the angle is of the road.
Sure. But the closest point is going to be about
right there.
23.6 feet, so it might be a little over 30.
Yes.
About 31 or 32.
Correct.
And then, but most of this would be either in the building envelope or further away from the road.
Correct.
Just that point.
Correct.
Are there any... I mean, it's a garage, I presume there aren't, but there's no steps or anything that project out?
Not exterior.
Out.
It's a slab.
It's all interior. We got
slabs.
I figured that was probably the case, but I just want to make sure there's not something that rises up. Okay, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
It does, thanks.
You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Opposition? Anyone present who wants to speak in opposition to this case? Oh, all right. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12959 for Mr. Dan and Mrs. Robin Wanamaker and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the requested variance for case number 12959 for Dan and Robin Wanamaker. I believe the property has unique physical conditions. I believe the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn?
Mr. President, under other business, want to note for the record, I'll be out of state on August the 5th.
And we have a meeting that day?
We do.
Okay. Glad you told me.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.